It's Thursday, August 6th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. When you think of Nineveh, no doubt you're reminded of the story of God's call to Jonah to preach to the people there, urging them to repent of their sin. Today, Nineveh is located in modern-day Iraq, where 6 years ago, the Muslim terrorist group of ISIS attacked the 100,000 Christians who lived there. The Worldview spoke with Mike Simpson, the CEO of the Foundation for Relief and Reconciliation in the Middle East.
6 years ago today, ISIS swept across the north of Iraq, including the Nineveh Plain, where the town of Karakosh is located. And the Christian communities of that region fled for their lives. Many people were killed and others captured. Many families were separated from one another. It was a highly traumatic event. They left their homes with nothing in the middle of the night, and people are living with the consequences to this day.
Simpson explained what motivated ISIS to attack the people in Karakosh, Iraq, 6 years ago.
ISIS targeted the Christian communities as well as other communities such as the Yazidi community. Anybody who stood in the way of their radical form of Islam was to be exterminated. ISIS was seeking to establish a caliphate, that is a region sweeping across northern Iraq and Iran and Turkey and Syria, an area which they were controlling and that was under their perverted religious objectives. The Christians basically were either put in the position of having to convert to Islam, losing their lives, or in some cases they were required to pay a tax, a special tax for being a Christian. The population of the Nineveh Plain as a whole, in which Karakosh is located, included over 100,000 Christians. Now there are about 12,000 living there. Many have left the country altogether because they're so traumatized. Many were killed. Others have been driven into other parts of Iraq and have felt too traumatized to return to their homes.
For just $25, you can provide an entire month's worth of foodstuffs like rice and canned vegetables for a Christian family that fled the Nineveh Plains in Iraq and is today living in the country of Jordan. You can find a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 1 John 3, verse 17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" The huge explosion that rocked Lebanon's capital of Beirut on Tuesday has left at least 135 people dead and about 5,000 injured. It's the worst explosion in the country's history. Investigators are looking into why over 2,700 tons of the highly explosive chemical ammonium nitrate was stored at a facility for 6 years where the explosion occurred. The city of Los Angeles recently sent a cease and desist letter threatening California pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church with $1,000 daily fines and even arrest for daring to hold in-person services. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom shut down in-person services in over half of the state's counties in response to the coronavirus pandemic. MacArthur has represented